Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Yes, my dear friends, all over the world, this galaxy, this solar system, this universe and beyond, all the ETs and humans and all sentient beings that are listening, this is Martin Horst with ET Source Contact Radio, and I bring you the latest galactic news. And my guest today is Isis, and Isis is a magical being, a magical friend with magical powers, because we are from the few people out there that bring disclosure. So welcome to the show, Isis.
Thank you, Martin.
It's amazing to have you on the show, and we are going to transform darkness from within, because we are light workers, we are light warriors, and at the moment we are located at the Bilderberg Hotel
in Doorwerth
in the Netherlands, and we are using the Wi-Fi connection from the Bilderberg Hotel
in Doorwerth
where it all started. So what we are doing actually is using the Wi-Fi connection, sending light waves and love through the ETs, our guides and our higher selves and the ascended masters, through the radio waves, through the internet radio waves, but using the Wi-Fi connection. Because now, as we are speaking, there are meetings taking place with with slideshows we saw in the room upstairs. They are now talking about what they are going to do, the Bilderbergers. And addition to that, it's 9/11.
Exactly. And that different times on my radio and on my cell phone this time, this day. So it will be actually the biggest event of, the last few weeks.
Yeah, because, we are nearing disclosure. I feel it's pumping up, it's building up. It's getting so strong now. And 2 days ago, we had a full moon.
A nice full moon, but with a lot of emotions and a lot of interactions between people who are working for light, but also for the darkness. So we're trying to build up a vortex around here, and we're trying to build up a good vortex so that all the dark can go through it and back to where they originally started, back to base, back to home of their home.
Yeah, back to the source.
Okay. That is probably the best word you can ever say about it.
Yeah. So now we are sitting here in my car on the parking lot of the Bilderberg Hotel as light warriors, and I feel very strong after receiving a healing from you today. So thank you for the healing.
I'm very grateful I was able to give it to you.
It was amazing. You are such a strong light warrior, because a light worker and a light warrior are different things.
It seems to me I'm both. At least that's what I've been told.
Yes. And your guide... You want to speak about your guide?
My guide is one of the highest light workers of the whole universe. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the ascended masters and a big, big, strong light worker. And he's coaching me all of my life, all of my lives. He's my twin.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him very much. And he's guiding me very, very good.
Yes.
Indeed.
And he was speaking through you today in a star language, which was very impressive. You were in a state of trance when you gave me the healing. That was amazing.
Yes.
I feel that now something is going on with the energies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are using the Wi-Fi connection of the Bilderberg Hotel where the meeting started.
Yes,
with Prince Bernhard. And now we are sending light and love. And we are calling in all the Ascended Masters and all the light beings, all the ETs from the Galactic Federation to spread light and love. And all the listeners, I want to ask you to send love and light.
Assist us.
And to assist us in this radio transmission and send light through the airwaves, send light through this internet connection.
Send love.
Send love and truth.
Yes.
Because we are going to bring it. We're going to create this closure by going in the lion's pit.
You might well say so, because
yes.
This is really the lion's pit. I've been here before and I saw what was happening over here, and really was very ugly to see, but also there were a bunch of good ETs who were helping me to do my work around here, to do my activations and to come through it, and I'm very grateful to them, and they're still there, they're everywhere, and you mustn't forget that besides the dark ones there are also very many good ones. And I am very grateful and thankful to them who have come here around on Earth to assist us all, to assist the light workers. And we know, of course, we have to do it ourselves, but we are actually interacting with them to help one each other, to help one each other meet, to help one each other grow, to help one each other ascend and to be on Earth again as well as they can be on Earth again, because our place is their place as well, to be able to visit and to be able to interact and to be able to love one each other. That's the main reason why I have been coming over here. It's one of my tasks and one of my jobs, and I'm doing it all day long and all the night long, 24/7.
Yeah, you are really doing an amazing job. And I know you for several years now, and I know your strength, I know your powers, I know your truth. And I know you're one of the few that carries the real truth of the existence. And you know that your task is to bring this closure, and you are all your life working very hard for this, as am I. And
yes.
As are many listeners today on BBS Radio. Because...
Yeah, this is very exciting for me as well, because I've been hidden myself for quite some days and quite some decades. Till now, and this is my first, you might as well call it this debut to speak out frankly for as far as I'm able to, because there are a lot of things going about to be happen, and we've come a long way. We've come so far till now, and there will be still be a lot of things to happen on Earth, and as well as in the universe, and as well as in the cosmos.
Yes. By the way, the things that are happening and are going to happen and will be beyond proportions, beyond our imagination, is going to be so huge. But we are ready. We are the light workers, the people that are listening, the people that are listening to this radio station know, because BBS Radio is one of the first radio stations on the internet, founded by Douglas and Donald Newson. And they are twin brothers, and they're my friends in California, and they know what to do, and they have so many spectacular hosts on the shows. One of which is my radio show, ET First Contact Radio, and I'm very proud to do this. And I feel strong about it. I feel secure. I feel helped. I feel blessed. And it's an amazing time to be alive, and it's amazing to do this radio show with you, Ines. Isis, from the Bilderberg Hotel.
Yes, it is. It certainly is, because we, and you might as well know, that we are sitting in a kind of darkness beyond proportions, and it's kind of creepy as well, as that it is very challenging and very brave work, as we might say so.
Yes, because we are in my car, in my Vortex car, you know, my Mitsubishi Colt from 1996, with my crop circle stickers all around, on the boots, and on the doors.
And when we were waiting till we were able to broadcast, the energy started to become darker and darker. And what happened also tonight, it usually happens when I'm talking with friends about galactical federation work, is that there are planes coming over. And in this time, we were sitting in another restaurant, and one starfighter or
F-16
came over. Suddenly, never comes, but this time it came. And now, at the moment when we were sitting at the Bilderberg Hotel on the terrace, it came along again.
Yeah, a second fighter jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, because we are sitting now in my car on the parking lot of the Bilderberg Hotel. It's dark, it's cold. But we are asking your assistance, the listeners and the Ascended Masters, because we are doing this right now in the space-time continuum, right now through their internet connection, while they're using slideshows above, upstairs in a room where they have meetings with very filthy rich gentlemen that are going to talk how they're going to try to control the world, but their time is up. And according to the message from Sheldon Idle from the Galactic Federation, it is time. It is time for disclosure. It's time for the prosperity funds. It's time for the reset, and it's going to happen. We are doing this challenging job here from my car, and we are using their internet connection to send light and love and truth through
compassion,
the air.
Compassion as well.
And compassion. Because this is going from within, my friends.
And you know, every person, every light worker might as well know that when bad things are happening to them, it's always individually. And the most people don't know that it's happening to them as a person, as a human being. But everyone is one human being, everyone is one individual, and it happens in a large collective, but they just don't know that it's in that collective, because they are going to be striked as being an individual, and they simply have to know that we are all one, and we are all together, and we can all be able to work and to fight and to be in love with one each other. But please, please do know that when people felt that it is their ways of playing it individually, and we don't know it, we don't know of one each other that it's happening to us, but it is like being a lot of individuals within a great collective of many light workers. But those light workers, we all need to know, please be strong, please keep up the good work, please be faithful and keep trust, not only in oneself, but also in the source and in the vortex and GF and in the ETs, the good ones, because they're really, really helping us. And also, please do know, ask them just ask him to help you, because free will is still holy, and that's why, and it's one of the big reasons, they cannot come down. Please, please help each other and ask for the help, because they are very willing and very helpful, and they will help. But please ask them, free will, out of free will, and they're standing right next to you, and they're willing to help you with all things, all kinds of things, even if it's your financial system, or if it is your household, so to speak, or your work, or your family, whatever it may be, please ask them to help you. Mm-hmm. They will be.
Yes, and they are here to help us, but we must invoke them, we must ask them to come. Yeah. We must welcome them. We must ask that they come down, because it depends on us.
Yes.
We are the ground crew.
That certainly is true. We are the ground crew, and they are the upstairs crew. And we do have to work with one another. We do have to interact, because there are a lot of ships above us, and they are all waiting till the big moment, till primary moment, till the moment supreme, to be able to come down, to be able to come to land upon Earth, and to be able to be with us. And we are teaching them as well, they are teaching us. Don't forget, don't you ever forget that we are teaching them as well, because we are able to give so much information all these things which are happening over here. They simply are not able to see that all the time because of the grid. And sometimes they can peep through the grid, and we can give the information through our vortexes, through our experiences. And that's our very big business we are doing right down here. Besides, we are helping one each other, we are supporting one each other, and we are giving each other big loads of energy and big loads of hugs and love, and coaching one each other, because that's important too, to coach one each other, because when one seem not to be able to manage or to cope with all the energies which are coming through all these blood moons and all these vortexes and all these photon light waves, it's a lot, and people simply do not realize that how much energy is coming down onto them, which interferes with their hormonal systems and their emotions and whatever. Please be calm. Mm-hmm. Please be calm, because you can manage. You are able to cope with it. It is simply building up. And every time, if you think, oh, I can't manage it anymore, just relax, meditate or whatever, light a candle and be calm, because it will happen. You will be helped, you will be assisted, and you will be calmed down. Well, that's most important. And most of all, laugh, because that's something most important at all too. Don't get frantic, or don't get angry, or these larger amounts of lower emotions, because it doesn't help you. It doesn't help you at all. And when you want to be in the higher realms, please remember that laughing, humor, is one of the biggest things. And one thing more, pray. Mm-hmm. Pray.
Very important. Yes. Yes. I also pray, and I just had an interview with Tina Irwin. I want to commend her books, Lightworker's Guide for Healing Grief, Lightworker's Guide for Everyday Karma, and Ghost Stories from a Ghost Point of View. Volume 1 has been released last year, and Volume 2 is being released right now. It's available on Amazon. And this interview will be available on YouTube very soon. So stay tuned for my interview with Tina Irwin. I have done it last Monday. And Tina Irwin is an amazing person. And she knows how to bring souls back to source by her transition prayer, which is very important to know. TinaIrwin.com. Just short notice to announce her website, TinaIrwin.com. Very important book she has to help you. Lightworker's Guide for Healing Grief. So that put aside, the energy is very strong right now. I feel vortexes around us where the light beings are helping us.
Yes.
But I also feel that the people in this hotel and on remote locations are aware of this radio show.
Yes.
They are helpless. They cannot stop it. They cannot do anything about it. We are protected, but we are doing an amazing job, a challenging job. The idea came today, this afternoon, when I visited you.
Yes.
Spontaneous.
Yes. Just happened one split second.
One split second, we decided to go to the Bilderberg Hotel, do our radio show here, mm-hmm. with their internet connection, to send light and love through the internet.
All the things we needed just came, just popped into our minds, one by one, step by step, and it was like a kind of energetic flow.
Yeah, it all happened spontaneously, but I think we were guided by the Ascended Masters and our
Archangels.
Archangels and spiritual guides and the Galactics to do this.
Yes, we certainly were. We just got one idea after the other, and in 5 minutes, we made up a plan. And here we are, doing what we are supposed to be doing. And we know that all of you who are listening are helping us at this moment to create a big, big vortex of light and love and compassion. And we are very grateful you will be helping and assisting us, so as all the ATs and all the light beings and the Galactic Federation of Light is helping us, because we're all together doing a big, big job.
Yes, especially right now at the moment as we speak.
Yes.
And by the way, I just saw a light glow in your eyes. There was a light shining from your eyes. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, my friends. You take my breath here for the excitement from what we are doing. Okay, so we are very glad that Douglas is assisting us on BBS Radio. He's keeping the connection alive. He's in California with BBS Radio and sending out our connection to the whole world for everybody who's listening and beyond. So it's amazing.
Beyond as well.
Oh, yes, because I know the ETs are listening. And also the Secret Services are listening. And we wish them
a lot of love.
A lot of love and wisdom and success.
Yes,
in gathering intel for the Galactics, because we can save this planet, my friends. We can be free of any fossil fuel, any slavery money system. We can live in abundance. We can travel on an instant, because we are blessed with technology from the Galactics that is out there and being used. So let's release it and let's get the RV done.
And you know something? When you're asleep and dreaming, most of us are able to travel through and around the universe, travel through channels, travel to wormholes, travel to portals, to be able to do our work, because we're not only working in the daylight, we were all working in the night as well. Mm-hmm. During our sleep, and perhaps there are people who are not sleeping during night because they feel the energy is much lighter than, much less interference.
Less dense, yeah.
Yeah, because of radio channels or thoughts and minds of people or whatever it is. But I know, because I'm doing it myself, I'm writing a book about it, and I can mostly do it, I'm best able to do it during night when it's quiet and everybody's asleep. And where I am living in Holland, that's also a very nice place to be, but also a place where a lot of war has happened, because we have been over there in a place where a lot of veterans of the World War II are visiting, just because this is the month of September. We are now living 70 years after. This is a jubileum year, a lustrum, so as we call it in Holland. And 70 years after ending of the World War II, we are sitting on the place, on the parking place of the Bilderberg Hotel, where Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, started the Bilderberg Group, the one who came over to me to ask me for help, to help and the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, to create a new Bilderberg Group, but then a light version of it.
Yes.
A positive version. He came in spirit to you.
Yes, he came into spirit. So I was startled first. I thought, what's happening over here? Because, Prince Bernard. But we had a nice conversation, and he asked me, and I tried to answer it. I'm still doing it.
Yeah, because he was aware after his death, the darkness he created with the
It certainly was.
Yeah, and he wanted to make it right.
He wanted to make it up. He wanted to make it right this time because, well, he has been growing too, and as well as I'm aware of, he has been doing different things during World War II. More things than we possibly can be aware of, we know of, and it wasn't only the bad things, you know, he did more.
Yes.
And he was an intermediary between several groups as well, so he had to play his role and to be active, and now he's up there in a different universe, in a different dimension, but he's still with us, and he's still trying to help in doing his job as well, as I'm asking, together with the whole Galactic Federation of Light, together with Martin, to help us all, because we all have different qualities, we all have different abilities, we can all put them together and make one big family of light on Earth, as well as together with the ETs and the Galactic Federation of Light into the universe. And they're all trying to join one each other. So that's the biggest party, and the party will certainly be going to happen.
Mm-hmm. The big party is first contact. After the landings, I'm going to embrace all the members from the Galactic Federation.
Well, then you've got a lot of job to do.
Oh, yeah. Then the real work will start, because ET First Contact Radio, my friends, as we speak, the last 4 years, and now, is with human form, earthlings, the ground crew. But after First Contact, ET First Contact Radio, I will be hosting my show with Sirians, Pleiadians, Andromedans, Arcturians, you call them. They will be sitting next to me and will be
interviewing you.
Interviewing me, and I will be interviewing them through the airwaves from BBS Radio. So my friends, ET First Contact Radio is going to be rocking and rolling in the future. But this is my baby, and I love it, and I love to do this show, and I feel more and more confident about it, and I know that you can all help by sending love and light.
Yes.
And by the way, officially, I am in a situation where I do not have a paid job, and I cannot have a paid job because officially I have autism and I have to live with 400 euros a month. So I need to travel, I need to eat, I need to live, pay my rent, and I need a little donation from anybody who's listening. Every little bit will help. You can send money via PayPal in any currency you want to via PayPal to my email address, which is martinhorst@zealandnet.nl, martinhorst at zeelandnet.nl. So martinhorst at zeelandnet.nl. And I'm very helpful. And I'm very enthusiastic to do this show, but I need the help, so please help me. So, and you know that every bit of money is received in love and used wisely to do overseas calls, to do interviews with people all around the world who are contacting ETs, or who have been on the ships, or who are disclosing things from the military, like Robert Salas. And I'm going to write Robert Salas if he wants to be on the show again. He's an amazing guy who worked for the Air Force base and nuclear facility where a UFO was hovering above, and 40 missiles went dead just like this. And he's a key witness from the Disclosure Project. So for these things, I need to do overseas calls sometimes, because some people in older generations do not use Skype, and that's where I need money for. So PayPal to martinhorst at zeelandnet.nl. And I want to love you and thank you for your help. So, as I was speaking, if you are new to this show, if you're just coming in right now, Isis and I are sitting in my car on the parking lot of the Bilderberg Hotel, using their Wi-Fi connection, transforming the darkness with light and love, because all the Ascended Masters are with us, all the Galactic Federation members are with us, Source is with us, and we are doing this show to send love and light and to break through in this internet connection of the Bilderberg Group where all the darkness started in the 1950s. And now we are sending love and light and compassion.
Yes.
And we truth. Certainly we certainly are ISIS. And ISIS, you are helping people in the Netherlands.
Yes, I am. I'm kind of a coach who coach the coaches.
Yes.
And also I'm a shaman and a cosmic communicator. Mm-hmm. And I do have it. I'm working in a temple in the Order of the White Rose. And that's a very nice energy, which is filled with Egyptian energy, but that the good ones. I mean, we have known and we all know that Egypt was not a very pretty place to be in. But there also happened a lot of good things. There were also good stories. And in that pyramidal energy, I'm able to work and do my things. And I'm able to heal people. And I'm able to heal people into their past lives. Because what I'm doing are, well, transitions, and help to get rid of old energies they don't need anymore, and to create new vortexes around them, new holograms, new holy geometrical patterns, which enable them to be in connection with the source and with a lot of people of the Galactic Federation. I'm one of the people who are helping the ground crew of the Galactical Federation of Astra Command, and to do so, I'm able to use to the Holy Grail energy. And in other countries where I've been visiting, I'm creating vortexes as well. And well, it's a big work. I love it. It's my life. I'm trying to help as much people as I can be, because this is my drive, this is my love, this is my whole heart to do so. Because, well, I've been in a lot of nasty situations in my life, and I have been able to come through. I have been able to cope with it. And all my experiences and all my learned lessons, I'm trying to share with other people so that they can go on and on and on in their lives. And they can find new goals, and they can find new drives and new
challenges,
and they do know what to do and to do again with their lives and with their hearts, because that's the most amazing part of one system. The heart is your source, which has been to be connected with the biggest source of all, the first original source. I don't know what's happening right now.
Well, somebody is going in his car.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. But we are protected and we are loved and we are protected. So don't worry. Yeah. So if people want to have a session with you, it can be by Skype or that can be physical when they visit you.
Yes.
Do you have a website where people can find you?
Yes, www.havona.nl.
Can you spell?
H-A Victor Otto. Netherlands, Amsterdam. Shall I spell it again?
Yes.
Okay. Holland, Amsterdam, Victor Otto, Netherlands, Amsterdam. .nl.
Okay, so very good. So every time you take the first letter, can you try to spell it with only the first letter, like
H-A-C-O-N-A. The H-A-C-O-N-A.
Okay, again?
H-A-V-O-N-A.
.nl.
.nl.
All right. So if you want to have a session with ISIS, and she's going to guide you and help you, go to her website.
Yes. Thank you. I'm most delightful to help you out and to give you another back on track session and to help you refinding your own source again, mm-hmm. and to be able to get in contact with the Galactical Federation of Light and well, with God, Goddess.
Yes, because we are all gods and goddesses, and we are all having our source energy, and we are all being ready for the event, being ready for disclosure, being ready for abundance, being ready for free travel through the galaxy, because yes. We need to become with Because our adulthood depends on our ethics. If we use ethics to respect Mother Nature and to respect one each other, mm-hmm. we will be ready for contact.
And that's the whole big part of it, because be respectful and be ethical, be helpful to one each other, because we are all human beings and we are all provided with a sparkle, a divine sparkle of God and Goddess, of the first source. Don't you ever forget it, because you're divine too. You're galactic too. Only a few bunch of people who call themselves the elite have been trying to skip that memory out of our minds, and they know it and we know it, but we still don't remember it. And that's how it works. Please do keep this in mind. You are a galactical being, and Earth has been isolated since a long, long time, mm-hmm. because of a lot of things which has happened, and they tried to isolate us from our fellow members, our fellow family members. But this is going to stop. There is going to be an end to becoming an end to that, because we are going to be set free. And we are doing it. We are doing it as a light worker, as light workers. We are going to set free ourselves from these ones who try to keep us in captivity. And that's not right. And that's not what it's supposed to be. And that's not what it's meant to be. So please work together, and please give one each other your hands and your hearts. Please listen to one each other, because you all have stories, big stories, life stories. And these stories are most helpful, and when they are being told to one each other, because then you can say, I had that before. Oh yeah, I had that before. Please tell me something more. What did you do about it? And then the other one can say, well, I did this. And another one can say, I did that. And with all these different solutions, you can learn to live again. As well as with shamanic healings, giving by shamans, but also by people who are connected with the astral crew, and connected with the galactic crew, and connected with the ET crew, which in fact is all being linked with one each other.
Yes, because
please,
we are.
Please do know that. Yes. Because there's a big, big organization out there who is trying to communicate with us. And please listen to your own hearts when you're feeling upwards, when you're feeling happy. Please don't forget that. Try to feel happy. And if not, try to give something to each other. Try to be respectful, try to be a loving fool, and then you will be able to do so in, well, a couple of days or so. Please don't get frantic, because that's what we've been told, to get frantic. It's all only a program into our minds.
Yeah, and stop watching the mainstream media.
Yeah, they're telling a lot of things. Well, they are not covering the big case.
No, they're not telling the real story. They are trying to divert the attention from what's really going on.
Yes.
And that's why we have BBS Radio, with ET First Contact Radio, and Coast to Coast AM, and all the other internet radio stations like the Hollow Earth Network and Cosmic Vision News. You know, we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are doing this all together.
Yes.
And I want to thank all the light workers out there, all the keynote speakers like Patricia Corey, who I will interview very soon about her new book, The Emissary. She is amazing. She's such a loving, beautiful, she's such a heartfelt friend, mm-hmm. with so much love.
It's nice.
Yes.
It's nice to have such friends around.
Oh, yes. There's so many good people around.
Surround yourself with good friends.
Oh, yes. It's very important. Yes. Yeah. I'm wearing the Syrian seal. It's very important.
Beautiful.
SyrianRevelations.net is Patricia Corey's website. SyrianRevelations.net. And she has written many books about your life if you read them. But Isis, I know that you are already there. and you don't need to read that books.
Oh dear.
But at the same way, at the same time, yeah, it will be nice to to hear her story. So I'm going to give you some information from Patricia later.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I will be most grateful to receive it.
Yes. My friends, it's time for disclosure. We are so near now. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my gut feeling says that this last few months of 2014 are going to be so exciting.
Yes, that's what I've been feeling a long time ago. And I've been working towards this moment and towards these moments because there will be another, a lot of enjoyable moments, a lot of light is coming down to earth. And I also want to point out that many, many people has been heard or told about stories of the of being abducted or abduction theories. And I know it happened and it happens and sometimes it still happens. But do know that your own mind is the most powerful identity on the whole earth. I might speak so, because do believe in yourself, do believe in your higher self, believe in your own healing capacities, and do know that Galactic Federation members will never do so. So when they ask you to come along and you say no, trust your own gut. If you say no, they don't impress you, they don't
force you,
they don't say we will take you away. No, if that happens, then you know you got a good ET. Please listen to that, because the other ones who just take you away, they're not the good ones.
I know, yeah,
but listen, there are a bunch of good ones, and they are all trying and willing to help us.
Indeed. We are being blessed and helped by so many light beings who are invisible for most of us, but people who have their third eye open can see them.
Yes.
And there, and you know, the most important thing in the universe that I know is love.
It's where the whole universe has been built upon. And from out of love, you can do everything you want to do. You can create everything. You can compose everything. You can do any everything you want to be. Love is the key word.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. Love each other and love yourself. Put your hands on your heart and say, I love myself.
And on your belly.
And on your belly, yes. One hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, and say, I love myself.
Yes.
And I love all life out there.
And most of all, please do love Earth as well, because Gaia loves to feel your positive responses. She is receiving it and she will responding herself, because she is a being, a light being as well. She is a living creature.
Yes, she is.
And she wants to help us, but please don't only take, but give too.
It's so important to give to Gaia.
Yeah.
Put crystals in the ground, purify your water, say prayers to her.
Anoint her with oil. Give her your blessing. Give her your thankfulness, your gratefulness. Give her your love, because that's what's helping her to stop the whole process of the other ones as well. And she needs that love as well as you do it. Please think about her and love her, because she is giving you ground to live on. She's giving you the opportunities to be able to live. And when you're doing so, think about the source as well, because the central sun is one of the sources in range to the in the vortex towards the big original source, and it's one of the portals which enables the vortex energy to come down to earth. Please try to make a connection with both ones, up and down, and you're in the middle. Like, well, you might as well say so, as an injection needle, the light and the vortexes are putting the energy of love and light through you towards Earth. And so you're helping Earth and Gaia to be able to create again, to be able to live again, because we're taking a lot of blood of her in using fossils to be able to drive it, our cars, to keep our heater warm, etc., etc., to do our showering, to do our laundry, etc., etc. Please help herself create her blood circuit again to build upon it.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, you can write your local government, you can write your national government to release free energy.
Mm-hmm.
Write to political parties, write to parliament, write the White House or whatever, members of Congress, if you are in the States, and demand them to release free energy, and use useful links from Keshia and others that are providing the technology. By the way, I had George Smith on the show. It's worthwhile listening to George Smith from Scotland. You can find it on YouTube. It's an amazing interview with him. And he has been on the ships with the benevolent ETs, and he has received information how to create free energy. And he really created a free energy device in his shed in Aberdeenshire in Scotland. But he was arrested by the police and by the Scottish Royal Air Force from the Air Force base of somewhere in Scotland. So, but he's an amazing guy, George Smith on ETFIRST Contact Radio. So find that out on YouTube. It's an amazing interview. So send love and light and letters with crucial information about free energy to your local governments or to whatever government to release it and to demand it, because we need to flood them with information.
We certainly do. We certainly do. And they need us as well.
Yes, they need us because we are informed.
Yes.
And there are many people in government who are not really aware of what's going on, because they are the minions. They are not aware of what's above them in the hierarchical structure. They're just doing their job and they just don't know.
And remember also, there are a lot of enthusiastic government workers who are trying to help Earth as well. But we do simply look at them as being evil or working for the other side of the moon.
Yeah, but it's only the top level that is dark. It's not the working class. It's not the people that are executing the laws, because they don't know. They are just puppets.
Yes.
But if we inform the puppets, they can become powerful.
Yes. And so they need the information of what you've got to be able to work, to be able to do their jobs as well. Because with much more information, they can maybe be able to prove what they are feeling and thinking. And they feel supported if you're giving them your information and your creations, because that helps them to execute their jobs. So don't hesitate and call them and try to feel in front, is this man or woman okay? Does he or she feel okay to me? If so, then try.
Yes, because of course we can wait for the ETs to disclose themselves, which I hope will happen. But at the same time, we must work in the meantime to do this, to create this.
Yes.
By ourselves, because we are the ones who have the information from the social media, from the Facebook sites, because we are all having lightworker friends on Facebook. So it's not only helpful to share it with other Facebook friends, but also to share it with the local media, with the mainstream media, with politicians, with local political parties, with national parties.
Yeah.
Inform them about free energy, about the UFO cover-up, about the things that are happening above their heads in the hierarchical structure, with the money system, with fiat money, with fractional banking. You can send them links from documentaries like the Thrive Movement, etc. You can just be active. Do not only share it with your friends, because they know. But there are also people
who don't know. In
power who don't know, who need to know.
Yes.
If they know, they can change something. They can overthrow the dark ones.
And please don't be afraid.
No.
Please don't be afraid, because you don't know it perhaps by now, but you're much stronger, much more guided, and much more protected than ever happened. And then you know.
Yes, there are so many more light workers, so many more light beings that are helping us than we realize. More than we realize.
Yes. And please try to remember, actually, you're forming one big family of light. Mm-hmm. And try to remember that when you're doing your groceries or when you're reading your messages on Facebook or whatever, and try to remember, together we are strong, together we are powerful, together we are helping, saving the earth and giving on each other the opportunity to be able to live and to interact with Galactic Federation members, with ETs, etc., etc. And that's how we grow, that's how we improve our consciousness, that's how we are enable ourselves and others to be able to ascend, to be able to enforce our psychic abilities,
our knowledge, our truth.
Our knowledge, our truth, and everything else which happens, which enables us to be able to interact and to communicate.
Yes.
And perhaps it helps you as well as you know that a way of communication with ETs and Galactic Federation of Light is through telepathy.
Indeed.
Yes.
So let me do a prayer for all of us, for Mother Earth, for all human beings who are listening right now on the Earth and beyond. Dear Father, Mother God, Creator Source, stand with us on this planet, Gaia, Mother Earth, and help us and liberate us. Bring in action all the spiritual hierarchy. Bring in action the whole Galactic Federation. Bring in action the whole heavenly realm to remove the dark ones, to liberate us, and to send love and healing, and to create disclosure through the television screens, the radio stations. Let the Ascended Masters speak their truth for humanity. I pray you, Father, Mother God, Creator of Source, Creator of everything, Creator of all life in the universe, liberate Mother Earth. And please bear with me, my friends, on this radio show. Pray with me. On the 11th of September, transmitted live from a Bilderberg Hotel in the Netherlands. We are using their internet connection to send love and light and truth and compassion through their internet connection, their Wi-Fi, in my car, live on BBS Radio, with the latest galactic news in love and light.
Exactly. In love and light.
Yes. And my guest today was Isis. And we have about 2 minutes left for the show. And then our credit is gone.
Yes. We only had a credit for the internet for about 55 minutes.
Yeah, for 1 hour or something.
Yeah.
So this love transmission is being able to go through the airwaves, to go through the internet, fiber optics, copper wires, transistors, chips all over the world, to wake people up, to transform the light from within. Yes. So this was an amazing show, Isis.
It certainly was, Martin.
And it's amazing to be next to you, to feel your energy, to feel your light. Can you again repeat your website?
It's called www.avona.nl.
Thank you. So if you want to consult or if you want to be helped, you can contact her.
Yes.
And you can help me by sending in a kind donation to martenhorst@zeelandnet.nl to help me to do this show.
Help me to help you to do your work.
To my work, because my work is important. It's my task to bring disclosure. And I know that I have a strong team behind me. And I know that Donald and Douglas Newson, who are the creators of BBS Radio, are standing behind me with their love. They are great in what they're doing. They're great to keep BBS Radio in the air, because BBS Radio rocks. And we are doing this disclosure work all together with all the hosts that are doing shows on this station. You know, I'm so happy to do this. And it's such a blessing to do this work. And I'm so grateful for everybody who's listening. So with my love and my light, I send an amazing blast of love and light through the airwaves with you together, Isis. So namaste, my friends. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back next week with the latest galactic news. Thank you. Love and light.